Word of the Lord in the Palm Sunday story as it is told in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. And when he had said these things, he went before, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, as he was near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mountain called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go into the village opposite, in which, on going in, you shall find a colt tied, on which no man ever sat. Loose him and bring him. And if anyone asks you, Why do you loose him? Thus you shall say to him, Because the Lord has need of him. And those who were sent went and found it, even as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, his owners said to them, Why do you loose the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and throwing their own garments on the colt, they set Jesus on him. And as he went, they spread their garments in the way. And when he was already near to the descent of the Mount of Olives, all the multitude of the disciples, rejoicing, began to praise God with a great voice for all the works of power that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the crowd said to him, Teacher, rebuke thy disciples. And he answering told them, I say to you, if these should be silent, the stones would cry out. And when he was near, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, Oh, that thou hadst known, even thou, and indeed in this thy day, the things which belong to thy peace. But now they are hidden from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, and thine enemies shall cast a rampart around thee, and shall surround thee, and shall beset thee on every side, and shall lay thee level with the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee stone upon stone, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. And he went into the temple, and began to cast out those who sold in it and those who bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a cave of robbers. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the first of the people sought to destroy him, and could not find what they might do. For all the people hung upon him to hear him. We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming in Arcana Celestia 2568 concerning the affirmative and negative principles. There are two starting points, one of which leads to all folly and insanity, and the other to all intelligence and wisdom. The former principle is to deny everything, or to say in one's heart that it is not possible to believe them until one is convinced by the things one can grasp with the mind or perceive with the senses. This is the principle that leads to all folly and insanity and is to be called the negative principle. The other starting point is to affirm the things which are of doctrine from the Word, or to think and believe that they are true because the Lord has said them. This is the principle that leads to all intelligence and wisdom and is to be called the affirmative principle. The more they who think from the negative principle consult rational things, the more they consult memory knowledges, and the more they consult philosophical things, the more they cast and pitch themselves headlong into darkness, until at last they deny all things. The causes of this are that no one can grasp higher things from lower ones, that is, grasp spiritual and heavenly things from lower things, still less divine things from lower ones, because they transcend all understanding. And what is more, then everything is wrapped up in negatives, from that negative starting point. On the other hand, those who think from an affirmative principle can confirm themselves by whatever rational ideas, by whatever memory knowledges, and by whatever philosophic considerations they have at command. For to them all these things are confirmatory and give a fuller idea of the matter. Moreover, there are some who are in doubt before they deny, and there are some who are in doubt before they affirm. They who are in doubt before they deny are people who incline to a life of evil. And when this life carries them away, then, insofar as they think of the matters in question, they deny them. But they who are in doubt before they affirm are people who incline to a life of good. And when they allow themselves to be bent to this life by the Lord, then, so far as they think about those things, so far they affirm. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.